Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the artistic director of Musica Dulce, Paul Rosenblum, is back. Welcome back, Paul. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to see you again. You've been on the program a couple times now over the years, and it's, well, maybe three or four?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. And we're talking about Musica Dulce. You are one of the founders of the organization and the artistic director. And when all this happened, when was it founded?
It was founded in 1997 or 8. I can't quite remember. We're getting up there in years.
Yeah.
You know, kept going. We kind of left off during COVID, as most other groups did, but we're kind of coming back again.
Yeah. Well, it's Musica Dulce has been doing concerts in the Southern Rhode Island area mostly, correct?
Right.
Everywhere from Wakefield to Wickford and
Westerly,
and all over Southern Rhode Island. We're mostly going to be talking today about an opportunity for people to hear Musica Dulce group, and that's a changing group. You have a core of, what, about 8 or 9 people?
Correct.
And sometimes it calls for 4 of them, sometimes 5 of them, sometimes 6 of them, whatever. This event is going to be at St. Paul's Church in Wickford on Sunday, October 15th at 2 p.m., and what group will be there for that?
This is going to be an all-string group playing string quartets and quintets, Mozart string quartet in D minor, which is probably his deepest and definitely his saddest string quartet. It's one of only 2 of all he wrote that were in minor. And it's the second of what he called what is now called the Haydn Quartet, which confuses everybody.
Mozart's Haydn Quartet.
Correct. He dedicated this group of 6 to
To be confused with Haydn, one of the musicians that plays with
Correct. just to make it even funnier. So he dedicated a group of 6 to his good friend and someone who he looked up to, one of the very few people, because Mozart had kind of an attitude.
Yeah.
He knew how good he was himself, but he called Papa Haydn, you know. So anyway, so he dedicated these 6 to him, and this is the second one. And it's really lovely. And they're doing a rather unusual piece that you don't hear much, which is Vaughan Williams' Fantasy, spelled the English way with PH, quintet. So that gets an added viola, and they're ending the concert with the Brahms first string quintet. That's also the double viola. So that's 2 violins, 2 violas, and cello.
Excellent. Now, the music that we're going to actually hear today is Musica Dulce playing, correct?
Correct.
So these are the things that you've done in the past.
In the past.
Bringing back again. So this first concert on Sunday, October 15th, is going to be, you're going to be hearing music that was played before, but by the same people, which is unusual. Normally people come in and say, we're going to play, you know, the 1812 Overture, and they play the Boston Symphony because they haven't done it yet or whatever, but that's not the case here.
Well, you're not hearing the actual pieces, but you'll be hearing most of the performers that you'll be hearing.
Okay. All right. I got it now. Now I'm with the program. All right. So what piece did you bring for us first to listen to?
Well, the first one is the second movement of Shostakovich's 8th string quartet, which is his most autobiographical, and it's subtitled to the memory of victims of fascism and war, which of course he saw a lot of in Europe as he was growing up. But the work itself is not during the time period. He looked back, it was written in 1960 in a very short period of time. And he quotes a lot of his own music in it. And in the movement we're going to hear, he quotes something that he used previously as well, but it's considered to be derived from a Jewish folk song. Anyway, this is very short and very, it's the most violent movement, but I thought we'd get off to a bumpy start.
All right. Let's give it a listen. Of Musica Dolce. Paul, I understand that there is, as we mentioned, several musicians in the group. Not everybody plays for every concert. But the recording that we just listened to, was who involved with that?
That was violinist Catherine Riley and Pat Peterson, with Brandon Kaplan on viola and Val Coronoy on cello. And they are also going to be in the next excerpt that you play.
Okay.
And it's a different concert, but the
different
same.
Different concert, okay. But the same people that will be playing the instruments. Okay. What is this piece going to be?
This is an earlier Mozart quartet, before he really studied the works of Haydn. They kind of looked at each other as, both of them as teachers and students, that Haydn learned from Mozart as well as Mozart learning from Haydn. Hmm. And this is a fairly early work. It's about a fifth of the way through his output.
Right.
And so that would have made him, I don't know, 18, 19, maybe.
An old man.
Yeah, an old man.
18 or 19.
And so I decided to put a Mozart quartet on here, since they will be playing Mozart quartet on October 15th. So.
Okay. All right. So this is actually kind of two pieces.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's the slow movement and finale from the quartet in C.
Excellent. We'll listen to those two, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Musica Dolce is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Paul Rosenblum, who is the artistic director and one of the founders of Musica Dolce, and we were talking about a concert that's going to be on Sunday, October 15th at St. Paul's Church in beautiful downtown Wickford, Rhode Island, and that's going to be at 2 p.m. We're going to move now to a concert that's going to be about a month later, St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett on Sunday, November 12th at 2 p.m. And, Paul, this one includes you as one of the players.
Correct. Musica Dolce, well, and me, we try to do things that are a little bit unusual. So in 100 years ago, exactly this year, Darius Milhaud wrote something called The Creation of the World. It's a short ballet for a group that's a little larger than chamber music, but not quite a chamber orchestra. And I did a transcription of that as a sextet. So that's a string quartet, piano, and clarinet. Our clarinetist, Rob Hayden, is kind of featured in that. And the original piece had not only clarinet, but saxophone. And Rob is a very great saxophone player. So this kind of kills two birds with one stone. So it's a rather unusual piece, musically inspired by jazz of the 20s that Mio heard in Paris a bit, and then came to New York for about a month and spent it at the Harlem clubs listening to jazz and went home and wrote this piece. Stylistically, literarily, it's based on African myths of creation. I don't know how accurate they were, but anyway, that's the
we'll use our imagination, right?
Yeah. So this is quite a great piece that's very rarely done, because of its odd original instrumentation. But other than missing some drums, a lot of drums, this arrangement should sound really good. The other short, unusual piece we're doing, also for the sextet, another transcription, is a dirge by Edward McDowell, who's a New Englander, you know, lived in New Hampshire for many years. And he wrote some music that's kind of based on native, what it called the Indian back then, folklore and songs. And this one is a dirge. It's very short, but very moving. So we're adding that into the mix too. And then we're doing a trio by Clara Schumann, not Robert Schumann, but his wife.
Right.
And the Brahms clarinet trio.
Who wasn't necessarily faithful to her husband, right? As that story goes.
The music historians are about 95% sure that she and Johannes Brahms never quite did anything untoward.
And we'll just let the mystery stay there.
Yeah, but there is that aura of mystery, as you say.
Right.
So the next piece
that
we're going to listen to features Rob in something a little unusual he did a couple years ago. This is the Templeton Pocket Size Sonatina for clarinet and piano. And Templeton was an English composer, pianist. He was totally blind from birth.
Hmm.
And he had a radio show, I believe, and he would take people's suggestions and then improvise stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, like play some play Happy Birthday in the style of Bach, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And he was really good at that. So he has a great sense of humor. So this is, again, the second and third movements of the Templeton Pocket-Sized Sonatina No. 1 with Rob Hayden and me on the piano.
Thank you.
Paul, we're trying to squeeze a lot of music into tonight's program, so what do you have for us next?
The next selection from one of our earlier concerts is the slow movement of Mozart's 14th piano concerto. This is also a little bit unusual. Mozart wrote the concerto form is for orchestra with a soloist, but he wrote that a few of his concertos could be played a quattro, which means as a string quartet accompaniment. Hmm. And this is one of them. It's a beautiful slow movement, a little bit Schubertian, and I think we need to go to it. Right.
All right. Let's do that. We'll listen to it, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Musica Dolce is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Paul Rosenblum, who is the artistic director of the group, and we've listened to a lot of music, and Paul, we have a lot of things to squeeze in here. I'm going to talk about the three concerts that are coming up in the future. First one is about a month from now, Sunday, October 15th at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Church in Wickford. And then a month after that, Sunday, November 12th at 2 o'clock, St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett. And then one after the first of the year, Sunday, January 21st at 2 p.m. at Church of the Good Shepherd in Kingston. Those are the three major concerts coming up in the relatively near future. And we've been listening to some music from past performances from the group. We're going to go out with two more pieces and play one right after the other, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and tell us about these two pieces.
The first we will hear is the finale from the Dohnányi Piano Quintet No. 1, Opus 1, his first published work. We're going to cut into the middle of that.
Okay.
And hear from that point to the end. And the last piece we're going to hear is also the finale of a two-movement work, relatively unusual, Glier Concertino in F minor, a very romantic work that was written in 1943. Fairly new, but yeah. Extremely romantic. You'll hear it. It sounds a little like Strauss at times.
Okay.
Strauss, the waltz Strauss. The people involved here are John Summerlin and Megan O'Connor on violin, Sue Culpo and on viola, I'm on piano, and Ted Mook and Val Corney on cello for the two different pieces. So these are off of two different concerts.
Okay.
The Glier was originally written as a concerto for soprano, which is extremely unusual.
Wow.
And so it's a transcription I did, featuring mainly the clarinet, as usual, because Rob and I are very close.
All right, great. Thank you for all of the explanation, and thanks for bringing your music to our audience. And we'll listen to those two pieces and see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.